Page 87. Measure number 24-282. North Santiam School District number 29J. Referred to the people by the district board. North Santiam School District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question. Shall the North Santiam School District issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $44,900,000 to expand and improve school facilities? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. This measure provides funds to add space, technology, community access, and safety to schools within the North Santiam School District. Space. Construct classroom wings with building support and confidential spaces. Construct cafeteria multipurpose spaces. Construct and renovate locker room spaces at high school to comply with federal mandates. Technology. Renovate library spaces into multimedia technology spaces with adequate wiring for computer labs with internet access. Community access. Construct new spaces that can be used by schools and community, including a fine arts center with auditorium, music and drama classrooms, dressing rooms, storage areas and restrooms at high schools, full-service kitchens with cafeteria and multipurpose spaces, libraries with multimedia technology spaces. Safety. Construct, renovate office spaces, adding a line of sight. Construct wrestling and weight rooms at ground level, seismic repairs as needed. Additional. Pay all associated building permits and bond insurance costs. Bonds will mature not more than 26 years from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. Explanatory statement. North Santiam School District 29J faces a number of problems as a result of increasing enrollment, overcrowded classrooms, inadequate facilities. Proceeds from this bond measure would enable schools in the North Santiam School District to keep up with steadily increasing enrollment, maintain a quality education for the district's nearly 2,400 students, and protect the community's investment in its schools. Voter approval of the bond measure would permit North Santiam schools to build new multipurpose cafeterias at Sublimity, Staten, and Mary Lynn Elementary Schools, and at Staten High School to keep pace with increasing student enrollment and to address the need for full-service kitchens and cafeterias at every school in the district. Add additional classrooms and related educational spaces at Sublimity, Staten, and Mary Lynn Elementary Schools and at Staten High School to ease overcrowding and maintain a quality education. Protect the community's investment in North Santiam School District by renovating, expanding, and improving the district's existing facilities. These improvements would replace roofs, upgrade security and fire alarm systems, electrical wiring, lighting, heating and ventilation systems, make other health, safety, and seismic improvements, and meet the federal and state requirements for the Americans with Disabilities Act and Title IX. Replacing and/or upgrading existing portable buildings and support facilities by providing permanent structures and more cost-effective services necessary for the delivery of the district's educational programs. The North Santiam School District is one of the fastest-growing school districts in Marion County. Its projected growth rate equals more than one classroom per year over the next 10 years. More classrooms are needed to keep pace with this student enrollment growth. Proposed renovations at elementary, middle schools, and the high school would upgrade libraries into multimedia technology centers. The addition of an arts building to Staten High School would add classroom spaces for music, drama, and band, with an auditorium which could be accessed by district communities. The principal amount of the bond would not exceed $44,900,000. The term of the bond would not exceed 26 years from the date of issue and may be issued in more than one series. The average cost to a property owner over the life of the bond is estimated to be approximately $2.44 per $1,000 of assessed value, or $244 per year for property with an assessed value of $100,000. However, rates may vary depending on interest rates and the growth in the district's total assessed value. Submitted by Jack Adams, Superintendent, North Santiam School District, number 29J. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 88, another argument in favor. Vote yes to provide great schools for our students. We urge all voters in the North Santiam School District to vote yes on Measure 24-282, the $44.9 million bond issue to improve schools in the North Santiam School District. Earlier this year, we served on the district's advisory committee to review, evaluate, and recommend improvements to the North Santiam schools. Our committee was composed of 35 citizens representing Lyons, Sublimity, Staten, and the rural areas of the district. After 4 months and many meetings, we recommended this $44.9 million bond measure to the school board and district administration. We recommend you vote yes because this measure improves schools in every community, Lyons, Sublimity, and Staten, focuses on new construction, adds classrooms at all schools to serve growth in the next 15 years, improves libraries and computer labs, adds cafeteria and community rooms at every elementary school, builds a new auditorium and music area at Staten High School, reflects the priorities of citizens from throughout the district. As a committee, our goal was to address the most critical facility needs at each school. We believe this bond measure does that. We thank the school board and Superintendent Jack Adams for listening and adopting the recommendations we believe will best serve our students and our communities. Please join us and vote yes to provide quality schools for the great kids in our communities. We, the members of the North Santiam Schools Facilities Committee, heartily endorse Measure 24-282. Jody Hack, Steve Hack, Robert Abdu, Shannon Shepherd, Kathleen Farmer, Tom Coates, Kim Coates, Kenneth Studnick, Sharon Goodman, Tracy Jenkins, Fritz B. Jenkins, Dennis Maurer, Wendy Bradley, Donna Hill, Matt Hill, Martin Navarro. Paid for by Citizens for North Santiam Schools, Dick Morley, Treasurer. This information furnished by Dick Morley, Citizens for North Santiam Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 88, another argument in favor. We endorse Measure 24-282, North Santiam School Bonds. Vote yes for kids. The Oregon School Employees Association, Chapter 122, represents 114 classified employees, and the North Santiam Educational Association represents 141 licensed teachers. We are proud to serve the 2,420 students and their families who live in Staten, Sublimity, Lyons, Mihama, and the surrounding rural areas of the North Santiam School District. Our goal is to provide your children with a great education. Since 2001, the North Santiam School District, or NSSD, has spent $7 million to replace roofs, repair boilers, and correct safety problems. The district spends 12% each year to maintain our 50 to 65-year-old schools, compared to the 2-3% spent in other Oregon school districts. Old schools cost more to maintain. Each dollar spent to fix buildings takes away a dollar from educating our students. We believe it is time to provide 21st century schools. Our students deserve excellent libraries, computer labs, and classrooms designed for learning and equipped with the technology needed to train students to live and work in the 21st century global economy. Your yes vote will make a difference. For Staten Elementary, add 10 classrooms and move 4th and 5th graders back to SES. Sublimity School, build a classroom wing and cafeteria community activities room. Staten High School, expand the library, build a new auditorium and music education wing, add classrooms, a new girls' locker room and wrestling area. Mary Lynn School, build a new cafeteria and community room and create a new library. And all schools, make seismic, safety, and structural upgrades at all schools. As teachers and classified employees in the North Santiam schools, we strongly endorse Measure 24-282. Oregon School Employees Association, Chapter 122, Gary Reichard, President. North Santiam Education Association, Polly Lime, President. Paid for by Citizens for North Santiam Schools, Dick Morley, Treasurer. This information furnished by Dick Morley, Citizens for North Santiam Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 89, another argument in favor. Your yes vote on Measure 24-282 will provide better buildings for great kids. The North Santiam School District serves 2,400-plus students at five aging school sites. Staten High School, grades 9 through 12, 764 students. Staten Intermediate and Middle Schools, grades 4 and 5 and 6 through 8, 607 students. Mary Lynn Elementary School, grades K through 8, 206 students. Staten Elementary School, grades K through 3, 460 students. Sublimity Elementary School, grades K through 8, 382 students. Your yes vote will enable the schools in the North Santiam School District to keep pace with a steadily increasing enrollment, protect your investment in the district schools, and create a setting for a quality 21st century education for the district's students. Your yes vote will provide new multipurpose cafeterias at Sublimity, Staten, and Mary Lynn Elementary Schools, and at Staten High School to serve increasing student populations. Your yes vote will permit the North Santiam School District to add additional classrooms and educational spaces at Staten, Sublimity, and Mary Lynn Elementary Schools and Staten High School to ease current overcrowding, address future growth, and include 21st century educational technology. Your yes vote will permit the North Santiam School District to relocate 4th and 5th graders from Staten Intermediate School to Staten Elementary School. The effect of this move will be to place the 4th and 5th graders in an educational setting appropriate to their age and create additional space for grades 6 through 8 at Staten Middle School. Your yes vote will protect the community's investment in the North Santiam School District by allowing renovation, expansion, and improvement to the district's existing facilities. Existing portable structures will be replaced or upgraded, allowing more cost-effective delivery of educational services. Your yes vote on Measure 24-282 is encouraged by the directors of the North Santiam School District to protect your investment in the facilities of the district and the educational future of its students. Dave Kinney, Tracy Stoutenberg, Dick Morley, Mike Wagner, Tim McAllister, Laura Whipper, Tass Morrison. This information furnished by Dick Morley, Citizens for North Santiam Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.